Support for NPR comes from the American Public Transportation Association, working to help reduce greenhouse gases with 10 billion transit trips per year at publictransportation.org.
It's 67 degrees on Friends Plaza, 65 at Willard Airport at 7:04. Good morning, I'm Jay Pierce with AM 580 News. It's taken several years, but before ending their spring session, the Illinois General Assembly approved ethics legislation aimed at Governor Rod Blagojevich. It's designed to make sure there are no links between lucrative state contracts and campaign contributions. Amanda Vinicky reports.
If it becomes law, any person or business with a $50,000 state contract couldn't give to the campaign fund of the elected official who awarded the contract. Blagojevich says he's looking forward to acting on the bill, but hinted that he may change it.
There's a lot more work to do on that issue. In fact, there's significant things that I think we can do and hopefully move in that process forward. This hopefully is just a beginning.
The changes could mean making the limits apply to legislators as well. It's a suggestion the measure's sponsor, Chicago Democrat John Fritchie, says is an affront to voters and an attempt to stop reform.
Let me be very clear. We are not under investigation. We do not award contracts. We have not been accused of doling out contracts for state contributors.
The measure would apply not just to the governor, but to all other statewide elected officials as well. However, Blagojevich is the only official who doesn't already voluntarily ban such activity. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Well, starting today, Illinois wine lovers will have a new rule book to follow. Sam Hudzik reports.
The new law says out-of-state liquor stores can no longer ship to Illinois consumers, but their loss is the out-of-state winery's gain. Previously, wineries were only supposed to ship a couple cases per year to each Illinois resident. That number now goes up to 12, so long as the winery secures a license from Illinois. But a group called the Specialty Wine Retailers Association warns the new law will prevent some California winemakers from shipping to Illinois residents. That's because of some California licensing rules that identify them as retailers and distributors rather than wine producers. The association calls Illinois' law, quote, poorly thought out and poorly written. I'm Sam Hudzik.
Mostly sunny today, although a thunderstorm is possible. We'll expect a high of 83. It's 67 degrees at 7:06.
From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. Leanne Hansen is away. I'm Audie Cornish. It was a dramatic end to a critical day in the 2008 presidential contest. The Democratic Party's Rules Committee decided to seat all the disputed delegates from Florida and Michigan, but to give each one only half a vote. Borrowing from King Solomon, the committee hoped to end the months-long battle over the two states that had defied the rules and held their primaries early. But it was far from clear that the solution worked for everyone. The day began with several hundred demonstrators lining the street outside the hotel where the Rules Committee met. They were supporters of Hillary Clinton, with only a handful of exceptions, but their message was all about counting votes.
Count those votes!
Donna Harrell of Celebration, Florida, came up to Washington with her daughter.
This is my daughter, Mallory. This is her first election. And it's sad that this is what we're doing. I get very emotional. It's sad that this is what we're teaching our young kids, that they have to come out and fight to have their vote counted.
Many people came to express support for Hillary Clinton. But it wasn't all about Clinton. Trina McDonald, Sanford, Florida.
I'm actually an Obama supporter. I'm not here to support Hillary Clinton. I'm here to stand up for the rights of the voters. We should be a democracy. And if we can't get our votes counted, then are we what we say we are?
But the presence of the outdoors demonstrators and more Clinton supporters inside the meeting room was not enough to move the Rules and Bylaws Committee. In a process that remained orderly, despite noisy onlookers and a heavy media presence, the 30-member committee slogged through 5 hours of speeches and questions before finally taking a lunch break. 3 hours later, the committee members reemerged at 6 o'clock in the evening, and some had smiles. It was clear they had worked out a solution, and it was soon clear the committee would stick to its guns, or at least half of its guns. NPR's David Green was in the hall for the day and into the night, and David joins me now. Tell me, what's the bottom line about what the committee actually accomplished yesterday?
Well, the bottom line, Audie, is that these delegates are going to be at the convention as people. They will be there. Those seats will be filled. And a lot of people thought that's what was going to happen, is to bring these states back into the process. And